And welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and I promise some more from and about Puccini, and we have just the right person to deliver that. She is Emily Secor, and welcome to the midday.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I hope it stays that way. Emily is playing the part of Musetta in two upcoming performances by the Madison Opera, La Boheme by Puccini. And those performances are Friday, November 7th at 7:30 and Sunday, November 9th at 2:30 at the Overture Hall, Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. And La Boheme, one of the great operas of all time, really, although some contemporaries of Puccini and even after said, well, it's a little too light, a little too easy. How do you feel about that as one of the principals in this opera?
Well, goodness, we're still performing it today. So
must have something going for it.
Jokes on them, I think. It's an incredible love story. The music is stunningly gorgeous. Just everything about it is beautiful. The storytelling, the orchestration, the sets, the costumes, it's grand opera at its finest. And it's a storyline that I think just about everyone can relate to. There's a relationship they can connect with, or just an aspect of the story that can hit home with just about everyone.
So being destitute.
Being destitute, being in love, experiencing loss. There's a little bit of everything in this show.
Well, there are some wonderful performances that we can draw from to give you some idea. Of course, we don't have yours handy, Emily. We'll have to wait for November 7th and 9th for that. But in the meantime, there are many performances in the past that come to mind. And we have this aria from Rodolfo, is played by Jussi Björling with Vittoria de Los Angeles as Mimi. And what is the setup for this aria?
This is O Soave Fanciulla. This is at the end of Act One. Rodolfo and Mimi have just met, and they've introduced themselves to each other and are realizing that there's a spark between them. They're falling in love.
And that's enough to go on.
I think so.
Here we are. Certainly sublime, that, would you call it love at first sight?
I think so. Goosebump inducing for sure.
Well, this is from La Boheme, and in case you just joined us, we'll let you know that La Boheme is being performed by the Madison Opera this Friday night at 7:30. That's a week from Friday, I should say, November 7th. And Sunday, November 9th at 2:30, Overture Hall, Overture Center for the Arts in Madison, and you can find out even more about it by going to madisonopera.org. And with me is Emily Secor, who plays the part of Musetta in this opera. And I use the word loosely, but she has a very different attitude toward love, does she not?
Yes.
A little more practical.
Yes. Musetta has expensive taste. She's a woman who knows what she wants. And she is smart, so she knows how to get it. She, in Act Two, is seen with her an older gentleman who has a bit of money, who is able to help pay for her meals and her beautiful fashion. And
well, after all, yes. This is a time. This opera takes place at a time when many of the principals are literally starving,
living in poverty.
So,
trying to make ends meet.
Can't blame Musetta too much for getting by.
Right. She does what she has to do.
And what does she have to do? She's singing about here, isn't she?
Yes. In Act Two, this aria, Quando Me Ne Vo, which is also known as Musetta's Waltz, Musetta is with her older gentleman friend, Alcindoro, and she's getting a little bored of this man. The money is nice. The dresses are lovely. but she spends this scene trying to win back the attention and affection of her ex-boyfriend, Marcello, who she sees at this cafe with his friends, and boy, is it a scene. she is doing everything she possibly can just to get him to look at her, and she does win in the end.
So this is not just a standstill aria.
No. We are throwing plates. We are yelling at waiters.
Well, okay, stay tuned for that. And this is Lucina Amara as Musetta in Musetta's Waltz. Things changed pretty quickly there, right at the end of that. Some of the action that you were talking about kicks in, sounds like, Emily. Mm-hmm. And that from La Bohème, the famous Musetta's Waltz. We have another one that we can tap into also from this opera, but I really have to ask about costumes. Was it a lot of fun? Do you have a lot of costume changes, or just one that's predominant?
Well, I have a beautiful costume. It's like a deep burgundy color, this lovely rich velvet for when I'm really living in the money in okay, Act Two.
Yeah, that, sure, that makes sense.
Goodness, beautiful costuming. But then things change a bit for the rest of the opera. So I have a different costume for Acts 3 and 4. But there are many, many people on stage in this production. We have a gigantic chorus. The Madison Opera Chorus is joining us, as well as the Madison Youth Choir. Lots of people to costume. So when you come to see the show, there are incredible details to see on stage, not only in the costuming, but also in the set design and the props, and lots of incredible detail to pay attention to.
And here's one more, Donna Lieta.
Mm-hmm. Donna Lieta comes at the end of Act 3. This is Mimi's farewell to Rodolfo. Just a heart-wrenching aria in which Mimi has been very sick and is continuing to fall ill, and Rodolfo has realized that he simply does not have the means, the funds, anything necessary to help her improve. And so they agree to part, and this is their parting song.
A farewell song in the form of Donna Lieta. That was Victoria de Los Angeles as Mimi, and I think you see Bürling not far away as Rodolfo in that performance of La Bohème. The opera is being produced in Madison on Friday, November 7th at 7:30 and Sunday, November 9th at 2:30. The Overture Hall, Overture Center for the Arts, is the Madison Opera, with more information at madisonopera.org. And with me, for the next couple of minutes anyway, is Emily Secor, who plays Musetta in La Bohème. And before we part, how did you actually discover this opera, Emily? You remember the first time you heard it and the effect it had?
Good question. I believe the first time that I saw this opera was in Madison, actually. I grew up playing cello, and I was a huge orchestra nerd, and I was so thrilled just to see live orchestra. But apart from that, I was blown away by just the beauty of what was happening on stage in this world of grand opera. The orchestra working with these incredible singers, making just gorgeous, gorgeous music coming out of their bodies. That, along with all of the storytelling, the story of La Bohème, never leaves you, I don't think. It's just such a gorgeous piece. But yeah, I don't recall when I would have seen that, if I was in middle school, high school. It was a while ago, but just a stunning, stunning production.
Did you ever play in the pit for an opera?
Not for an opera, no.
I'm told it's a very someday. Different point of view.
I've heard the same. That would be extraordinarily fun. I'm thrilled to hear the Madison Symphony with us for this production. They're just a delight. What an incredible ensemble.
Yeah, we should mention that too. Yes, minor details. Not really the Madison Symphony also performing, and that's with
John Demain.
John Demain conducting. Mm-hmm. So full experience, immersion. And there will be super titles for those who are not fluent in Italian?
There will be, yes, super titles for the entire show. If we're not telling the story well enough for you to follow
with
along.
With your expressions and your body movements.
Definitely.
And I'm sure a lot of it will be very clear even without the lyrics.
Right. So, no need to know Italian.
To be looking forward to that. Well, pleasure to see you, Emily. And
thank
sounds
you.
Like it's going to be a wonderful production to look forward to.
Certainly. Thank you so much.